Hello, my name is Janine from The Hoot and Howl, and this is your daily Nerd Devo. I recently finished reading Tales and Typos by J.E. Tankersley, a collection of short stories inspired by tabletop role-playing games. I love a good collection of fantasy tales, and I loved how this included snippets of every important element of tabletop RPGs. Adventurers' origins, party members, various locations from sea to swamp to city, epic battles, long journeys, victories, losses, TPKs, and quietly reaching the end of your journey. While this was mostly just a fun celebration of tabletop RPGs, one short moment stuck out to me. A druid has entered a new locale with her party, and she is taking in her surroundings. A soft smile tugged at the edges of Arya's lips. It had been months since she'd taken the time to listen to the sounds of the forest, and longer still since she truly heard them. We're still in the midst of Lent, a season of 40 days minus Sundays, leading up to Easter. I haven't been doing anything major to observe Lent this year, and honestly haven't been doing a great job with the small observances either. But one spiritual practice that I did begin doing occasionally this season are walks. Some time just to get out in the world and be. Be a human. Be me. Be a child of God. Of course, I've never stopped being those things, but there's something different about stopping actively being productive and just focusing on being. It's been so refreshing. Like Arya, I've realized that it's been quite some time since I've taken time to listen. To listen to the wind, the running water from all the melting snow, the birds perched in the tree outside my door. To listen to my body and my heart. To listen to God. And how long has it been since I not only listened, but truly heard those things? To not just notice those things, but to really be aware of them, to recognize what they mean, to realize what they mean to me. Psalm 46:10 tells us, "Be still and know that I am God." And many times in the Gospels, we see Jesus go off on his own, away from teaching and healing, to just be with his Father. It's important to remember that our value doesn't come from the things we accomplish. It simply lies in who we are. We are valuable because God values us. So I think it makes sense to spend more time just being that thing that gives us worth. To take time to listen and hear and be refreshed and renewed. To take time to be with God and just be. When was the last time you listened? That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Shanine for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, never be cruel, never be cowardly, and never ever eat pears.